Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 4th, 2017. And today I'll be discussing current events with President Trump's State of the Union address to the first assembly of both houses of the U.S. Congress on Tuesday. And whether you're listening to this show live or in the replay podcast, please note the episode information on the Cosmic Love homepage for today's show. I've linked an article there that includes a video and other articles that address the best friend of global freedom and opportunity, and also the worst enemy, which is those self-serving corporate special interests of the military, medical, and media complex that make a killing, literally, on the creation and management of war, disease, and disinformation about their tyranny over our lives. So the subject today is State of the Union versus divisiveness. That's the article with the links to the video, and I'll be going over that today, hitting some of the highlights, keynotes, taking it from the top. Trump's first address to the U.S. Congress exceeded the expectations of some, but many are upset with big media divisiveness. And there's a link there. This is an article from the Free Thought Project, March 1st, just a few days ago. And this is getting into the cause and core issue of all the media divisiveness, the media fake news, the battle over fake news versus true news, you know, and the source, where it's coming from. People that have had their finger on the pulse of this issue and have been following it and tuning into what's the cause and core of this deception all this disruption with corruption, what's going on, by now you probably got a pretty good sense of it. And either that or you're so fed up with it that you don't even want to watch the news anymore. And there's a lot of us that are doing a media fast just because it's so chaotic and freaking negative, you know. Left and right, it's not even a matter of left and right. It's a matter of deep state and the highest truth and reality. And so we're seeing this real cluster of chaos and corruption and disruption, and it's all on the surface. And the expression here is light brings up all that's unlike itself. And the cockroaches are scurrying, and like corks pressed under the surface of the water that bob up, you've got in the collective unconscious, you've got all this negativity that is bobbing to the surface, you might say, because of the internet and basically general enlightenment worldwide. People are waking up. I mean, billions of people are, you know, approximately 4 billion people worldwide now are online. A large percentage of those are people with their smartphone but can still access the internet and are checking internet sources of truth, which are more independent and getting to the truth a lot faster and easier, you know, than going through mainstream media, which is like packaged pablum or packaged news and fake news and you know, limited hangouts of a little truth, but a lot of big lies and misinformation, disinformation. So the mainstream media actually now, according to studies, more than a year ago, is now the internet media. It's the free and independent internet. Because corporate media is representing corporate interests. And we're talking about the corporate interests of the military, medical, media complex that have a vested interest in disinformation for endless war and disease that makes a killing for the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't like to hear that. They can't hear that. A lot of people just can't hear that. You know, American exceptionalism, America first, and that, you know, rah-rah, you know, we're the greatest, and everything centers around America. There's a real momentum there, and there's a good aspect of that, you know, that so goes America, so goes, you know, the world in a sense. And I'm talking about America as the I am race, the higher vision of America, not the America that, you know, did grievous this and grievous that throughout its history, but the high end of what our founding fathers were talking about, what their pure intent was, what their, if they're alive today, what their pure intent would be for freedom and opportunity of, by, and for all people, not, you know, just Americans, but, you know, so goes, you know, so goes America, so goes the world as far as the I am race. And when I say the I am race, that's an anagram for America. If you scramble the letters, it's the I am race, which is basically unity consciousness worldwide. And this is what's going on with the Internet. The Internet has created a unity consciousness, the instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality that, you know, we are one in principle. And, you know, it's a global village now. And the family of mankind is getting our act together. You know, there's a unity consciousness there. So this is the big drama. You know, unity consciousness is thriving, the old paradigm is basically acting out just like the ego does when it's challenged and exposed, and it'll do anything for self-preservation of itself. It's acting out, and it's acting out largely through the corporate media that represents the military, medical, industrial complex that really is trying to keep the big pharma machine going. That's the biggest profit, most profitable companies of the 6 of the 10 most profitable companies in Wall Street, they're big pharma companies. We're talking about 6 of the 10 most profitable companies in America are big pharma companies. They're the darlings of institutional investors, you know, that to put money from trust funds and university endowments, you know, they put them into the big pharma companies, and because they just keep their making profits on an increasing level, and so the stocks are going sky high and continuing to increase, and of course the military industrial complex wants to do the same thing. You know, they want to continue that conflict, war and aggression, because their stocks depend on it. And of course corporate law with these stockholders is that wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. It's profits before people. That's corporate law. And a lot of people would say that corporate law is pretty much, with the Citizens United decision, has taken over the constitutional law out in the open. The Supreme Court validated it. And this is basically why corporations were given personhood by the Supreme Court under Citizens United. And, of course, that's just an abomination. Indeed, it was under the Obama administration, but it truly is an abomination that profits before people would become the law of the land. It's just actually, well, it's insane. And that's conflict of interest and contradiction and common sense, you might say, is what's on the surface and what the real issue is with all this media war that's going, the info wars that are going on now. Some people understand this. And are philosophical about it and just find it interesting. Most people get caught up in this conflict, and it's just, they're all polarized, left and right, Democrat, Republican, men and women, you know, relationships. I mean, there is so much angst over this paradigm shift, and that's what it is. It's a paradigm shift to unity consciousness, a global village, you know, common sense of, you know, we are one in principle, and let's get our act together in practice. So big media sows conflict and fear that feeds the war mindset of the neocons around Trump, who profit from conflict and the collusion of big media with big government to maintain big profits for the military security complex. That's what they do. You know, they're self-serving. They're again, stockholders first, public second. And that's, again, why we're seeing the last 10 years that the middle class has been shrinking and, you know, towards, you know, the, you know, basically up against the wall, and they've been barely surviving, whereas the 0.0001%, you know, the stockholders in these the military, medical, media, industrial complex, they've been thriving. The 1% has now, they're saying, you know, just a few people have as much wealth. When I say a few people, a few dozen people have as much wealth as 50% of all of humanity. And there's a lot of charts out on there and different ways of saying the same thing. But basically, all the money and power has been going to the top. Money goes to the top, and they use that moneyed power then to legislate, sponsor legislation, and buy off politicians so that more benefits go, you know, to moneyed power at the top. So this is where a lot of the angst is. That's why Trump was elected. You know, the flyover America, you know, between the East Coast and the West Coast, largely voted for Trump because, you know, the Main Street has been dying while Wall Street's been thriving. And that's just been, you know, that's why people voted for Trump. That's the real reason. And they want to see resolution of all this. But, you know, we're seeing signs. We're seeing some good signs, and we're seeing some bad, really bad signs. And we're seeing some really good signs with the Internet revolution, general enlightenment, and we're seeing some really bad signs with the neocons around Trump, you know, putting the squeeze on him for more more war and for, you know, running cover for Big Pharma. And so, again, there's good signs about Trump. Is I think appointed Robert Kennedy to head up a vaccine awareness agenda. I'm hearing about that, reading about that. As far as how that's going to translate into policy, I'm hoping that's not a false flag, so to speak. So these are big issue. And the biggest issue of all, you might say, has to deal with peace and prosperity. I mean, there will be no real prosperity unless there's peace. And we're talking about global economic, global peace, and global cooperation, global co-creation of the next economy through win-win rather than win-lose. You know, enough of this U.S. going in and taking over the resources of other companies and displacing millions, if not killing millions in the process. I mean, this is just virtual insanity. It's called old paradigm. The new paradigm is the global village, family of mankind, uniting, unity consciousness, common sense, and cooperating, co-creating, you know, the next economy with win-win. You know, it's real good commerce, you know, good trade, east and west, you know, north and south, you know, unity consciousness. So the shift is on. And and it's a real challenge to the shiftless, so to speak. People who just are stuck, it's a real challenge. And a lot of people who are stuck and only thinking about, you know, me and mine or the U.S. versus the world, you know, America first, having nothing to do with the world. I mean, as goes America, in a very real sense, so goes the world, especially in the highest sense of America's the I am race. The I am race of those who are one with their I am presence, you know, their higher Christ-like, Buddhic-like, spiritual sense of, you know, unity and diversity, which was on the Great Seal of the United States, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one, you know, unity and diversity, this whole concept of what was good for America is good for the whole world. What was good for America back then, in the United States, you know, with the 13 colonies declaring independence from the tyranny of Great Britain, well, now we got a whole global village situation, and global netizens worldwide, billions of them, want to declare their independence from the power trips of the power elite, and basically, you know, affirm, you know, the highest virtues of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States in an updated terms that deals with our internet freedoms, because so goes the internet, so goes the web of light and life, you know, so goes America, the I Am race worldwide, so goes the new American Revolution worldwide. It's a global revolution in higher consciousness that's going on. This is what the general enlightenment's about. This is the phenomena, the computer internet revolution, is that the general enlightenment, you know, is going mainstream. It's now the mainstream media is these independent media sources on the internet by people that are just independent netizen journalists. They're just getting the truth out, you know, and there's good sources out there. There's not so good sources, but, you know, doing this Cosmic Love radio show for 10 years, you know, you get to see after a while, because you're always looking for good sources of good information, and there's a consensus out there on the internet, you know, who's providing the best blogs and, you know, web blogs and information about what's going on, and ones you can trust and one you can. It requires discernment, but there's a lot of enlightened people worldwide who have the kind of discernment where they're waking other people up to the good sources of information on the internet, independent sources. And there's a lot of them. And again, discernment is the key factor here. The first gift of the Holy Spirit is discernment, you know, yay or nay. You know, this is true, this is not true, you know, knowing the difference. So the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. I mean, you've got a lot of people who have access to the internet, but they don't know how to use the search function well. They don't know, they don't have enough time to really sort it out. And those professional journalists, netizen journalists, are doing this full time. There's a lot of them out there on the internet. Some of them provide extraordinary information about what's true and what's not. And there's a deluge of truth coming out that is virtually the judgment on the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told by the corporate media that a lot of people just still believe it, because a lot of them don't even have access to the internet. And I'm talking about a lot of Americans, but a lot of people worldwide are that, and they depend on the corporate media, and they don't want to believe that the corporate media is lying to them. And so, you know, it's like spaced repetition. If they're getting the big lie or half-truths on a sustained basis about the big picture. I mean, the big picture really is, it's a global village now. I mean, do they ever talk about that in the mainstream media? Do they ever talk about how the internet has eclipsed the mainstream media as far as viewers, eyeballs, you know, and attention? And that this is why, one of the reasons why they're acting out, because they're losing control, and they're out of control to somehow put down independent truth tellers. Like about a week ago, you know, they shut down Mike Adams's all his resource of like 140,000 pages of information on how to get well with natural healing stuff. They Google cut it off of their database, and of course the outrage was so great that it was restored here a few days ago, but. This is the kind of stuff that's InfoWars that's going on now, even with Google. I mean, even with the, so to speak, independent media, whose vow is to do no evil, we're seeing all kinds of disruption of corruption to the point where it's spilling out, you know, on the internet. And, of course, the internet genie is not going back into the bottle. I mean, it's out there, and it is. Going and showing. I mean, it is the independent journalists that are coming out that I've never seen before, and websites that are truth-telling about different aspects of what's going on in the world. It is a deluge. I mean, it's 10 times what I remember it being a year ago. I mean, it was pretty easy putting together compendiums a year ago. I'd do a compendium of the last month, and it would, you know, all the best stuff that, you know, that was available, you know, as far as getting to the essence of the issue, was easily available to put together, you know, in a piece. But now you're seeing a month's worth of really incredible, some of it really extraordinary independent journalism, you're seeing it in a week or a few days. And so I've been doing recently some compendiums, and those who go to the link that I provided in the episode information, now that article has a recent compendium that I this last week, and which has included seven videos. And some of those videos are really extraordinary. There's a full range of them. It might say a full spectrum of them. I'll go into that if I have time before the end of the show, a little bit of a preview of that. But the issue right now is we're at a very critical stage with the whole Trump administration and what it looks like they're going to be doing and what they actually are doing. And different perspectives on that. So as I mentioned, there's a tendency in big media to sow conflict because that gets, sometimes it's called clickbait on websites because it just gets people's attention and gets them to read the article. You know, anything that looks like conflict, like a red flag or drama or shocking or whatever, to get people's attention. Big media does that a lot. They do these sensationalist stories, you know, a lot to do about nothing sometimes, but rarely about the real core issue. Usually it's diversionary tactics, you might say, from the really, really core issue, or not really getting to the real core of the core issue, which really is this paradigm shift to general enlightenment in the global mind. So you're seeing this big media sowing conflict and fear that feeds the war mindset of these neocons around Trump who profit from conflict and the collusion of big media with big government to maintain big profits for the military security complex. And Trump's own, so to speak, moderate, quote-unquote moderate defense secretary has already brought us to the brink of war. And there's an article there from The Intercept, which is one of my favorite media sources. Those who have not gone to TheIntercept.com and looked at their articles, this is a recent article, and it's an in-depth article, and it's very congruent on this issue. And the issue is Trump continues Mideast war policies. He's committing more soldiers and resources for proxy wars to subjugate Syria and Iran. But most of the terrorists they're concerned with are blowback from the U.S. intervention policies that resulted in the death of millions, displacing millions more. And if we want to heal the anger, the resentment, and revenge attacks from, so to speak, terrorists of our own creation, it should be common sense that we must honor the sovereignty of all nations and not destroy their populations. I mean, that should be common sense. And building walls to protect us from terrorists is just off the mark. Hey, if we don't show goodwill to reverse incentives that bring terrorists and illegal immigrants here, we're only compounding an us versus them mindset that divides us as the family of mankind. So the good news is a global paradigm shift is moving faster towards a wholly new unity and diversity, common sense, global cooperation, co-creation policy beyond the paradigm paralysis of endless war, the creation and management of war, disease, and death and hell, you know, for profit of corporations whose business plan dictates that profits of stockholders comes before the public. This is the kind of entrenched, deeply entrenched, anti-constitutional, anti-freedom issue that America, the United States of America, is dealing with right now. So we've got a situation where the family of mankind is now all connected in a global village of instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities. And it's uniting the prospects of about 4 billion global netizens who really just want to breathe free from the tyranny. They want to breathe free with the opportunity, for with peace and prosperity through good business, good trade, good healing information, good information on how to make it a better world. This is the unity paradigm, that we're all in this together. That I put on the web page, you know, if I had a canned thing, you know, like a lot of these canned TV shows, they have canned laughter. Well, I put in here, when I say, this is the unity paradigm, and we're all in this together, there's canned applause from the love gallery, so to speak. You know, there's a roar of applause from the love gallery. You know, let's just say there's a love gallery. There's, you know, where cosmic love is stepping through the veil and then laying the foundation for a golden age and applauding the concept of we're all in this together. And this is the unity paradigm. So Tuesday, as I listened to President Trump give his first address to the U.S. Congress, I heard him pronounce, I don't represent the world, I represent the United States of America. Now think about that, folks. I mean, is it true that as goes America, so goes the world at large? I mean, I'm talking about beyond just the idea of American exceptionalism. America, the Revolutionary War, and what America gave to the world with a model of freedom and opportunity and representative government and owning our own lives, our own learning, our own health, our own business, being self-determined and, you know, self-governing. That whole vision of that America gave to the world, in a larger sense, this is what we're talking about worldwide now with the Internet. A global upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, to petition government, all our core freedoms are going mainstream in principle on the Internet. I mean, you know, freedom of assembly. Now they're social networks, and people are assembling, you know, worldwide in social networks. I mean, the Facebook social network alone is now 1.8 billion people. And Facebook can be an extraordinary tool for sharing information and networking with people that have extraordinary information on what's really going on. You know, then what's you know, to see the good, there's a lot of good stuff going on that is shared on Facebook. And there's a lot of exposés of the bad stuff going on. I mean, and, you know, expose the truth, expose the lie, and, you know, you get a paradigm shift. And this is what's going on, because it's going towards, again, an upgrade of our core freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government. It's interactive on the Internet, whereas broadcast media is just one-way programming, which is, you know, a metaphor for propaganda. And the corporate media is losing that game. They're losing eyeballs and attention, people going to the Internet. So they're kind of out of control, losing control, and they're making their move to basically just take over any way they can, act out any way they can, just provide problems to Trump, because Trump has been challenging the old order. Now, he's got a lot of old order, old paradigm people around him, as far as military, industrial, medical, industrial people around him. How much influence they have? Well, we're going to find out. It's going to be interesting. And this is the big drama that's going on now, and this is what I reported on with these article links that I provided in the article that I referred to in the Cosmic Love homepage episode information, that link. So, I mean, back to this point, is it true that as goes America, so goes the world at large? Well, we would hope so, as far as core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, governing of the Bill of Rights. We would hope so, you know, because isolationism in our all-connected Internet world, it's contrary to the instant, everywhere, interactive net reality. It's just opposite, you know, isolationism. We're all connected now. So, I mean, would you agree that whatever we do to the World Wide Web, the global Internet, we do to ourselves? This is the concept. We're all connected. What we do to the web, we do to ourselves. And based on your response, if you think about it, consider all of us now in our global village as the United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, U.S., United Sovereigns, that we all want freedom and opportunity. We want an upgrade of our core freedoms. I mean, what's good for the sovereignty of one is good for the sovereignty of all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth. And there's no better goodwill that America, the United States, could provide for the world than to update core sovereignty virtues with upgrade of universal rights globally, an internet upgrade of the Bill of Rights. What that would look like, how that would work, I've provided a web page on that, and it goes into more details on that. You know, our five core internet freedoms, and what that will look like as far as a global upgrade of core constitutional freedoms. And again, freedom of assembly. It's what social networks do. You know, they're the new tribes. They're the network of friends, family, and other truth sources that you've learned to trust through your disciplined discernment. And freedom of speech. It's now an interactive process. It's not one-way programming, centralized mass media, one-way programming, corporate media, of the mass media's mass mind. With the internet, it's an interactive process of originating and evaluating content in social media, and then creating new content that highlights consensus with enlightened context and meaning. It's called information's ecology, how to recycle general knowledge in the way that generates and empowers specific wisdom. Freedom of speech, freedom of press. Well, that's really what net neutrality represents, because the new printing press is the computer internet web press itself. This is the freedom to be impressed, you might say, by the whole truth, and to press or pay it forward by sharing it with your social network. Freedom of press. And think of freedom to petition government and how it can be upgraded with integration of these other core three freedoms. And by integrating freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, with freedom to petition government, you know, it's now possible to have 100 million people respond to a live or pre-recorded video at the same time, qualifying consensus with the language of consciousness interface for mass-to-mass interaction. Now, this is something I've explained in shows before. I'm talking about it in my blogs all the time. The next phase of the computer internet revolution and what that will look like with Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics. And I provide numerous links on my websites regarding this concept of Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics, and what that means as far as the next generation of the computer internet revolution. Most important of all, I would say, is spiritual freedom, freedom of religion. It's the heart of these other core constitutional freedoms. You can call it freedom of conscience. You can call it basically freedom of a well-informed choice. And we're really talking about freedom that honors the gold standard for civility, the golden rule law language that represents universal common sense in all the world's great religions. And the Constitution of Conscience itself. As the chief architect of the Constitution said, you know, James Madison, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So that's kind of a summation of an internet upgrade of the Bill of Rights that's in process with this general enlightenment manifesting going forth on the internet. It's happening. And we're seeing it with an extraordinary amount of creativity, enlightened creativity by cultural creatives on the internet are coming forth with YouTube videos, with articles, with infographics, good information. They're organizing information in formation. They're taking highlights from other information, putting together in new information, getting more to the essence of the highlights, with what's really going on, what the problem is, how bad things are, and most importantly, how good things could be. You know, with vision, The healing begins without vision. The people perish. So we're really looking at, with an internet upgrade of the Bill of Rights, we're looking at, you know, finishing for the world what the American founding fathers began locally, you know, for America. And this is the fulfillment of the U.S. founders' vision statement on the Great Seal of the United States, you know, where it says, E pluribus unum, out of many one. And this includes an upgrade of the public's electoral system of representation with global telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, emphasizing the TLC in each of these words, back to this Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. Now, this concept of representative self-government and an upgrade of the Bill of Rights, I've been developing this since I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government, 10 agencies of the U.S. federal government on Capitol Hill 43 years ago, back 1974. And, I mean, this is true. I provide a link onto it, the story of that, why I was there, you know, having lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies workshop that summer. There was a lot of people there from the World Future Society Committee for the Future, and the presentation I gave was on how all problems are communication problems, and for the World Game model that we looked at for a month, we were looking at the beginning of that World Game Studies workshop. There was these futurists and visionaries from all over the world that were there. A lot of them from Washington, D.C. area. They were activists, cultural creatives. And we were looking at, you know, different models of what would, you know, for the world game, what would be, you know, definitive, you know, to make it a better, you know, better world, with the Buckminster Fuller's whole concept of taking inventory of resources and doing an interactive matrix, you know, for the optimal outcome, with resources that are available, you know, for the world game, for the whole world, for the benefit of the world. So I gave this presentation on how we could upgrade our freedoms of speech, assembly, and to petition government, with the cable TV stations that were linking the United States at that time, and satellite downlinks, and an interface between at a cable television head end, you know, a community cable. They mandated, the government mandated that three stations of public access cable TV would be mandated for public access, which means updated for freedoms of speech, assembly, petition government. And the petition government aspect of it is how do you represent people on a real-time basis with updating these freedoms. And I explained this, and I give this presentation on how you could have an interactive interface, which was the origins of this model of hardware or Web 3.0 or cyber ethics, that could be on a mini computer at the head end of the cable system so that people could use their touchtone telephones and dial in to the computer and respond on a real-time basis to presentations that people gave with three numbers in sequence that would represent basically the three dimensions of the holodeck between your ears, the language of consciousness from the brightness scale, vertical dimension on a 1 to 10 scale, three numbers in sequence, that's the vertical dimension. The horizontal dimension is the color spectrum from left brain to right brain. You know, again, this gets into the language of consciousness. And the third dimension, you know, being overall meaningful, meaningless, like the depth dimension, where you have the patterning of brightness and color forms a picture and is meaningful or meaningless. In the holodeck between your ears, you got the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain regarding foresight and hindsight, and your overall discernment with three numbers in sequence, setting a dot in the cube, and that cube, this cosmic cube, could represent the collective consciousness, the social conscience, you might say the mind, the collective mind of a community network out of a cable TV system. Well, now all of that cable TV system, the head end of the cable system, is the computer on your desktop. You know, it's your desktop computer or your palm-held computer that we could be watching YouTube videos and responding to them on a real-time basis. So I've been working at this for 43 years, how to step this down and model and frame this. And there's keynotes to this that I've from the time I introduced, you know, the presentation of 10 agencies of federal government to the present, that, and it's the reason I did my show began doing my show on cosmic love, to outpicture this understanding of we have an opportunity with the technology that now exists to not just represent people directly, more directly, in the origination and the evaluation on a real-time basis in a social network, to where we can basically get an objective, conscientious, common sense perspective on social conscience in our social networks as a function of presentations that are originated and then new presentations that are created from the evaluation of the former presentation that gets to the highlights of how a concept or a program or a service or just a communication conveys to the collective conscience and what that means in terms of how we're all either hanging together or we're hanging separately. As Ben Franklin said, you know, at the Constitutional Convention back in 1787, when he tried to get people to sign the Constitution, you know, all come together, and he said, either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. Well, the Global Village is like that now. Either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. Either we co-create and cooperate with, you know, conscientious common sense, or we're going to hang separately. And that could mean, you know, the old divide to conquer thing could get out of control with this war, disease, death, and hell, you know, for profit from uncontrolled aspects of big government that are at war with the public's interest in peace and prosperity. This is, you know, all coming to a head right now. This is the big issue that we're facing. So I'm storying around this concept of, you know, what I did 43 years ago and what I've been doing since then to basically convey this understanding of hardware as the next phase of the computer internet revolution and how it will empower mass-to-mass interaction with the language of light, the language of consciousness, as an interface for involving and evolving our individual and collective unity consciousness, also known as common sense. Remember, it was Thomas Paine's common sense that sparked the American Revolution. And it's the same internet revolution of common sense that is outraged by divide-to-conquer, war-for-peace incentives of military contractors who profit from war, death, and hell on earth. I mean, no, and this, you know, if you think of the Goddess of Liberty holding up her torch of, you know, a freedom and opportunity, you know, for the world, I mean, you can see what she's saying is that no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. And the American people want peace. The people in the Soviet Union want peace. The people in China, they want peace. So who is it that keeps pushing for war? Well, it's the war profiteers. It's those, you know, and it's the banksters behind the war profiteers. You profit from both sides of war. As far as debt slavery goes, they can keep us all, you know, hold that line on freedom and opportunity by just keeping them divided and conquered with problems. So we're to that point where we could go beyond that very quickly now. That's the high end. That's the good news. I mean, a nation that is free to choose will always choose optimal holistic health, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. And this is the other part of it. This is the omega to the alpha. The alpha, you might say, is all problems are communications problems. The omega says all problems are healthcare problems, holistic health, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But they go together. And this is something that I've put a huge amount of energy into my last 43 years also, developing four holistic health centers. Again, looking at it spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Spiritually above all, you know, the higher the concept of cosmic universal love, language of the angels, and the law of the angles of God, geometric ordered divinity, then the greater the results, always. And mentally, with the heart, the new science of heart coherence shows that a mind without coherence is like fake news without conscience. And this is why education of the heart is a core benefit of global telecom. And physically, global telecare, and this is something, and I provided a video, embedded a video on this that I did about a year ago on this concept of global telecare. I mean, if Trump has pure intent to heal our healthcare system in less time than it took Obama to bring online his Affordable Care Act, the U.S. could bring online a system of holistic healing, global telecare, that would serve 4 million medicines worldwide. I mean, new computer info analytics technology makes this possible now. The infrastructure is installed and operational with the internet, where this could go online, if there was the intent to do it in the same time it took to bring Obamacare online. But we're talking about global holistic healing with freedom of choice, emphasizing freedom of choice, well-informed choice, and self-care, owning your own health. And this is a critical issue. The stranglehold on U.S. healthcare by Big Pharma and their vaccine industry must be challenged by common sense that the injection of newborn babies with toxic cellular poisons and live viruses can result in a lifetime of disease and suffering that only profits Big Pharma, which is big media's big profit center. And this is a huge conflict of interest regarding truth for public health. Recently, Congressman Bill Posey, he's a Republican of Florida, said that with this whole health care issue being, you know, of Obamacare coming to a head, he said, maybe we will finally find out why the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund has paid out over $3 billion for vaccine injuries at the same time they claim that vaccines do not cause injuries. Think about that, folks. I mean, this is Congressman Bill Posey. He's a champion for health freedom. And health freedom means you have the freedom to know what the truth is about vaccines. And the truth is, there's a Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund that has paid out over $3 billion for vaccine injuries at the same time that they claim, Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex claims, that vaccines do not cause injuries. So I provided an article that you, under the picture on the website I've referred to, that I provided the video and information with, you know, the episode information. The article is USA, highest vaccination rate in the world, and the worst, and the USA also has the worst health. And the metrics on that, how the United States has the worst health of the major industrialized nations in the world, and the most vaccination, if that doesn't wake you up to, you know, part of the core problem of our healthcare system, well, that's the intention anyway. Financially is the other key part. You know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, global holistic healing. Financially, we're coming back to the gold standard. And when I say gold standard, the bottom line for spiritual, mental, and physical freedom to choose is the currency of conscience. Well-informed choice with the currency of conscience at the heart of the next economy, as is based on the golden rule law language of abundant love and form and frequency at the heart of every golden age. Again, the concept of the golden rule, freedom of religion, at the heart of all core major world religions. The golden rule law language is the currency of conscience. And how that can be engaged with Web 3.0, cyber ethics, hardware. The website that I provide with the links goes into that in great detail if you're interested. So the bottom line is the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about financially, the bottom line is the Holy Spirit of love and action. You know, again, a higher concept of love that regards the processes of consciousness itself, the language of consciousness, for involving and evolving consciousness with an interactive process of mass-to-mass communications, how that would work to neutralize nefarious negativity in the global mind, the body politic, and the all-connected economic order of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth becomes a self-evident truth when basically you have the vision of how that can work, how it will work, and how, and by God's grace, will happen sooner than later. So I've gone on a little longer than I was planning. There is a reference to intelligence, full spectrum intel, this last week with 7 videos. I provided a link to that in the episode information. That link in the article that I provided, if you scroll down in the article, the PS I provided after I signed off, so to speak, is a website that's got 7 videos regarding the paradigm shift that's going on, dynamics of it, and aspects you might find interesting. So that's my intention, folks. Interesting times. I'm grateful for those that have listened, and by God's grace, we're going to see this general enlightenment process accelerate, and you can expect there will be some disruption of corruption. That's what we're seeing in the mainstream media. And all I can say is interesting times. You know, be philosophical about it. Keep the faith. See the good. And make it so. So happy trails. Till we meet again in a couple weeks. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.